2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, one verse. By the way, I want to thank Brother Freddie Belcher, Brother Dave Bellert, and Brother Bobby Shell. They did some real heavy work, some work in the ladies' bathroom. As you ladies know, your bathroom floor has been was coming up, and they had to get a thing, a big concrete slammer, and they had to take up the floor, and they had to put concrete in, and all kinds of dust and work there. They did some real hard work here yesterday for the church, and I appreciate their efforts for us. Amen. So let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I'm going to bring a message to you called nuts. You might think I'm nuts. Guy might say, man, that preacher came back for that 90-degree weather in Naples. He's been in the sun too long. Now he's telling us he wants us to buy 10 more acres of land. Oh, nuts. Amen? Notice, I'm going to talk to you about the Christian soldier. Look at 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. Thou, that's talking about you and I, thou, therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We sing a song, Onward Christian Soldiers. You know, we're supposed to be soldiers for Christ. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you'll bless our church. I love them so much. They'll never have a preacher love them like I do. And so, Lord, I pray with all my heart that we would knit together, go forward, and do a great work for God. Help us this morning as we study this scripture about being a good soldier to get this little truth that you put in my heart, that they could look at the Satan and look at all the worldly pressures and just look in there and say, nuts to you. I'm going to go forward anyways. So, Lord, I pray with all my heart that you would bless us and, Lord, bless the upcoming election. Oh, God, I pray with all my heart that Christians would get out and vote. Pray they would vote for the godly people. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Verse 3 in 2 Timothy 2 says, we are to endure, we as Christians are to endure hardness. How many see that? He said, you're good soldiers. A good soldier, he will endure hardness. Look at verse 10, what Paul said. I endure all things. You see verse 10 there? Listen, are you a good soldier for Jesus Christ? Do you endure hardness? Or do you give up at the first little thing that goes wrong? We got too many quitters, too many giver-uppers, too many turn-backers today. We need to, just because things get tough, we want to quit. I think we ought to have some hardness and hang in for Jesus. Amen? 2 Timothy 4:5 says this, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. We're to endure hardness, we're to endure all things, we're to endure afflictions. I want to read to you from Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. He said, man, when I praise God, you went through all kinds of tribulations and persecutions and all kinds, and you've endured. You know, the Christian walk is enduring. Preservation of the Christians is enduring, staying with it, not giving up, which is, notice verse 5. He just said that you endure, which is the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. You know, I noted, Brother Carey, Jesus endured so much for you and I. But folks, we can't comprehend all that Christ endured for us. We have no way to talk and no way to shrink from our responsibilities when we have to endure something for him. Amen? I want to read to you also from 1 Peter 2:19. 1 Peter 2:19, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God, endure grief, suffering, wrongfully. Yeah, there are going to be times in your Christian walk that you're going to get blamed for stuff and people are going to persecute you and you really didn't deserve it. Man, preacher, all I did was good and they got mad at me. Well, that's all Jesus did. He did good and people got mad. He said, marvel not that they hate you. They hated me before they hated you. For what, look at verse 20. For what glory is it when you are buffeted for your faults? Yeah, if you get corrected for your faults, well, that's normal. But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For verse 21, for even there hereunto we were yet, for even thereunto were ye called. We were called to sufferings because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. You know, I'm not happy that we go through sufferings, but God says, even though you're going through them, I want you to keep walking with me. By the way, Jesus said, I'm the perfect example for suffering. I suffered for you. I showed you how to go, and I never shirked for my suffering. I kept going forward up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners death on the cross, that he might save us from endless loss. I'm glad he didn't shirk on us his responsibility for when his sufferings came. Amen? We're to follow as him as an example. Huh. I looked up that word endure. I got a big Webster dictionary. I think there's three books that every person ought to have. First of all, you ought to have a King James authorized version. Second of all, you ought to have a good Strong's concordance. That can, if you say, boy, where's that verse at? All you got to do is have a couple of the words and look up that word. There it is. And also, you need a dictionary, a good Webster dictionary. And I have that 1826 version, which is the best one. Gives you Bible verses in it. We ought to be putting, I tell Rosie, we ought to have those in the bookstore. But endure means to bear with patience. Kind of like Lizzie bearing with Eddie. Kind of like Eddie bearing with Myrtle. Amen. With patience. Kind of like Miss Myrtle bearing with, amen. And D putting up with all of them. Amen. How many are with me? Endure means to bear with patience. To sustain, without breaking, without sinking, lasting, continuing without perishing, permanent. Oh, I like that word endure, amen? In other words, endure's got a little, in the Greek, no quit attitude. No give up, amen? Listen. This is the characteristic that God wants his Christian soldiers to have, and he wants us to demonstrate this kind of characteristic in our life. God wants us to be great Christian soldiers in our daily walk, and he wants this kind of attitude, he wants this kind of characteristic to personify from our life, that others might see it. You know, I was listening to Brother Roloff the other day, and man, I love Brother Roloff, he's in heaven. He noted King David was in the Old Testament, was a great soldier for God. Boy, I'll tell you, not only did he beat Goliath, but King David had a band of men. And boy, everywhere they went, they put the whip on people. I mean, King David and his band of men, everywhere they went, they won. Matter of fact, even when he's running from King Saul, for just a short time, he hooked up with the Philistine king, I think it was Achish, and he even helped him for a while, and then they were going to have to fight Saul. And the king, remember, he's aching, said, David, I love you, but we can't have you fight with us now because we're afraid you'll turn on us. If you do, you'll whip the fire out of us. I like what Roloff said. David was the only soldier that got an honorable discharge from a dishonorable army. Amen? The Philistine army? Can anyone say amen? But notice, King David in the Old Testament was a great soldier for God. Catch this. Catch what I'm going to tell you here. How many believe he was a great soldier for God, David? He was. You know what the Bible says about David? It says there, Brother Freddie, that David was a man, that great soldier for God, David, he was a man after God's heart. That great soldier for God, David, was a man after God's heart. I wonder if God's got a soldier heart, a heart of a soldier. Hello? Stay with me. Are you still with me? And God must have us. We must think that he might have a soldier's heart. Christians need a soldier's heart. Listen, we're in 2006, and 2007 is right at the doorstep. Look up here. You need to listen to me. We're going to have battles to fight. The world's getting worse. The enemy's coming on stronger. It's no time to retreat. We need to dig in and go forward. Never turn our back, but to onward go, not retreat. God never had nothing in there for the man to retreat. He got us to go forward. He gives us armor to go forward. Amen? That's why they made tanks. They're filled with armor to go forward. Ever think about that? Hello? Oh, yes. We need a heart of love, mercy, and long-suffering. Yeah, it's a fruit of the Spirit. But we also need a heart of the soldier that will continue on, that'll keep marching, that'll continue in the fight, that will keep pulling in the valley, not give up, stay the course, never throw the towel in. Can anyone say amen? You know, a soldier's heart says, I will battle on. Do you have a soldier's heart? Do you have a soldier that says, I'll battle on? Even when you're outnumbered, even when it's overwhelming odds, I'll battle on. A soldier's heart that says, I will not quit or give up, even though Satan is overwhelming me on all sides and all fronts. A soldier's heart to persevere. A soldier's heart that says when the going gets tough, the tough keep going. A soldier's heart that says, I'll not give up. I'll not give in to pressures. I'll stay the course. You know, I love America. How many love America? I love America. I really do. Our country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. I hope we don't lose it. Down through the years, we've been blessed by great soldiers. Our first president, George Washington, was a great soldier. Not only was he a great president, I believe he was a born-again Christian, by the way. I believe you're going to see George Washington in heaven. I believe that with all my heart. I believe George Washington was a born-again Christian. I personally believe that with all my heart. He was a great soldier. He was a great leader. He had a soldier's heart. You know, I heard this and it just stayed with me. And this is what brought the whole message. During World War II, General Anthony McAuliffe, the history books records this man right here. This general. And I'll put it out there for you later to see. Yeah. In 1944, December 22nd, two German officers came to him. It was the Battle of the Bulge, and they were and Hitler tried to make one final attempt to stop the American armies to go forward. And they, I hope I pronounced it. It was called Bastogne, Bastogne. And am I pronouncing that right, Jimmy? Bastogne, Bastogne. Thank you. And the 101st Airborne and General McAuliffe, Anthony McAuliffe, was in charge there. At the 101st Airborne. My dad was in the Airborne too, by the way. Thank God for those paratroopers. Amen. Anyways, these two German officers, they were rationing their bullets. They were rationing everything because they were completely surrounded by the German army. They were being bombarded. There was literally no hope to hold on. Two German officers came with a truce flag and they gave him a message. Dear American officer, we demand your complete surrender right now. We're going to kill you all. So many words. He got that letter. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, oh, nuts. And he threw it down. Later, one of the other men said, General, I'm going to take your message back to him. You couldn't have said it any better. And so they went, dear German officers, nuts. And they held Bastogne. Is that right? Bastogne. They, the American soldiers, held Bastogne from an overwhelming army of German tanks and a German army of infantry and stuff and artillery. And they held against overwhelming odds. They didn't give up. They didn't surrender. They didn't wave up the flag. Said no. I'll not give in. I'll not quit. We believe our armies will come. We believe help will be on the way. And by the way, the next day an airlift came in. And by the way, just after the war, Patton came with his armies. And they put the fire to that German army then. Amen? Well, we as Christian soldiers, we've got a general far greater than Patton. We have a general. I thank God for those. By the way, I thank God for those generals. They were great men for our country. I thank God for Brother Anthony, General McAuliffe. But we got the commander in chief. And I'm not talking about George Bush. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, I'm going to tell you right now. You might think, man, I can't hold up. I'm going to tell you, his troops are coming. Hang in there. Don't give up. Help is soon to come, and it's sure to come because he said so. Can anyone say amen? And why not? Why shouldn't we say nuts to the devil? The world always says that we're nuts. For instance, they say we're nuts for suffering for Christ. Amen. They say we're nuts for surrendering our life for Christ. Don't they? They say we're nuts to sacrifice for Christ. They say we're nuts to go soul winning for Christ. Look at those nuts out there. By the way, before I got saved, I used to say that. Look at those nuts. And some of you might have said, look at those nuts. Hello? Say with me. They say, you're nuts for reading your Bible. Look at those nuts, those holy rollers reading their Bible. They say we're nuts for coming to church. I guarantee you, people saw you go to church this morning. Look at those nuts. They're going to church again. They say you're nuts for giving your tithe. Look at all the money they put in that church. They got to be nuts. They could be buying a new boat, a new car. Who's nuts? Hello? They say you're nuts for sending missionaries over the world. Who's? Really? I thought about Bob Johnston, him and his wife. They were attacked, beaten. She was raped and abused over in Haiti. They came back, got refreshed, and he went right back to that same country, reaching the people. The world says, those people gotta be nuts. Mark 6, that's gotta be nuts. Hello? Harold Pierce gotta be nuts. What's he worried about those German people for? Hello? What's he worried about those military people for? He's gotta be nuts being over in Germany. No, he's not nuts. They're not nuts at all. Hey, I want to give this to you right now before I might be a nut for Jesus, but I want you to know I'm screwed onto the right bolt. Listen, the Bible is filled with nuts. What the world calls nuts. When Noah said, I'm going to build an ark, the saving of our soul, and it had never rained, they said he was nuts. When Joshua and Caleb went up with the 10 other guys in Numbers 13, and they saw the great land of milk and honey, and the great giants were there, and all the people said, we can't go, but in verse 30 of 13, Caleb says, let's go up at once! They thought Caleb and Joshua were nuts. Can you imagine David? Can you imagine Bob, David? Little David? Just a young man, real small. This great giant, Goliath, every day. Come on, send someone out to fight me. Come on, whoever wins, we'll be the winner of both sides. Come on, send your champion out. The guy that should have went was King Saul. Because King Saul was the tallest and largest man in the Israel army. But instead of sending out the biggest guy, they got this little shepherd boy, just a tiny young fellow, probably in the young teens, just a little thin fellow, maybe about the size of Levi. Are you with me? And can you imagine Levi Wilson going out against Goliath? They said, that guy's got to be nuts. What do they guess? That guy's got to be
nuts.
Yeah. And Saul gives him his armor. He gives it back to him and says, nah, I can't use that. I'm just going to go out and stand and trust God to take care of me. I think both the Israel army and the Philistine army, when they saw David go out, I thought they both said, that guy's nuts. Hello? Am I making my point yet? Listen, there's been all through the scriptures, you can find nuts all through the scripture when people say they're nuts. Samson. Thank God for old Samson. He was a soldier. Samson was a bad stick. He was a junkyard dog. What I call just a scrapper, just a junkyard guys. I love those kind of guys. Just a junkyard fighting, screaming, no kicking, spitting, chewing dog, man. Like them guys. Like those kind of guys. I really do. And they took him because he fell for a woman. They shouldn't. He got where God didn't want him. He did some things he shouldn't have done. And God judged him. And they put his eyes out. They put his eyes out. And they put him in the prison. And there he grinded at the mill for him. One day they sit there having a big hoopty-hoo. I can just use a little word the kids will get a hold of. Over there in Judges 16. They had a big day. Spectacular day for the Philistines. Festivity. And I can see old Samson. Beaten down. His eyes completely plucked out of his eye sockets. Burn out. He could hear him laughing. He could hear the Philistines making sport of him. Finally, he got his heart with God and he said, God, I'd like to do one more thing for you. And he could hear him laughing. I can just see him now, Brother Carey. There was a little lad. Scripture says there was a little lad. He said, could you just guide my hands to where those main pillars are? Yeah. Then after you put my hands on, I want you to get going. And I could see him there with his hands on the pillars and he might not have said this, but I think the attitude was this. And people are like, oh, look at Samson. I think he said, oh, nuts. He brought it in. And he said he killed more people that day. There was at least 3,000 or more. He killed more soldiers that day than he did his entire life. Oh, nuts. I think we ought to be nuts for Jesus. Amen. Lastly, what a soldier. He killed more enemy that day than he ever did in his entire life. The question is this, and I'm closing. What kind of soldier are you today? Are you a soldier for Christ that endures? Or are you a powder or giver-upper? Are you one that surrenders? Just because things don't go. You know, when things don't go our way, we just want to pout and give up. Get your powder off and stay in there and endure. Amen? Amen. Come on, it's so quiet in here. Boy. Not that bad. What kind of soldier are you today? Are you a fighter or a coward? Are you a runawayer or a stayer and a sticker? Are you a giver-upper or a not quitter and I won't give-upper? Are you one that fears or one that has faith in God to supply? Are you one that throws in the towel in defeat or one that digs in and says, nuts! I like that. I like that kind of attitude, amen? I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do. Nuts, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to serve God, Brother Carey, no matter what people say. I'm going to keep preaching, I don't care what they say. I'm going to keep telling the truth no matter what people say. Listen, God's word's true. It's true today. It's going to be true tomorrow. It was true in the past. And Brother Carey, I'm sticking with it. I don't care what people say. Well, it's not for 2006. Oh, nuts to you. It is. In closing, my favorite one, my favorite nut. Jesus was the greatest soldier of all. He endured all things for you and I, so you and I could have eternal life in heaven and get saved from the depths of hell. I'm glad he endured so you and I could not have to suffer the depths of hell. Amen? I close with this little illustration. Think about Jesus. the greatest soldier of all, who endured all things for you and I. And we think that we can't endure for him. Huh. We need to stay with the course. They put nails in his hand, nails in his feet, and they crucified him. They scourged him and whipped him and beat him and put a crown of thorns in his brow. They put a spear in his side. By the way, he had 5 wounds. One in each hand. They're right about in here. One in each foot and then one in his side. You know, 5 in the Bible, in the Old Testament, represents death. But also in the New Testament, it represents grace. You know, he tasted death so we could have grace. Amen. There's 5 loaves of bread. Remember the 5,000 was fed? Remember? Stay with me. Those old guards, they took him. And they put him in a borrowed tomb. And they rolled a big stone in front. That'll fix him. And they sent the royal Roman guards there, the strongest guards of the Roman soldiers, put him in guard that tomb so nobody could come in. They set a seal around it, said anyone comes near, you'll face the penalty of death. So the largest stone, rolled stone, no man can move it, and the Roman government, the Roman army, the strongest army in the world at that time, stood and laughed and mocked, and Christians thought, he's dead. He can't come back. No one ever comes back from the grave. And the first day went by, and they laughed and they mocked. We took care of that. We took care of that fellow. Said he was the savior of the world. We'll see if he was a Christ. Who does he think he is, saying, I am the I am? Trying to compare him with Moses. Hello? How dare him say, in 3 days I'll raise his tomb. Second day came by and the Christians were, I guess he's not going to come. All the world giving up on him. People laughing, people mocking. Satan no doubt was having a heyday. Can you imagine Satan? All right, he's telling all his imps. He's telling, oh, we got him. We got him. We got him. We're going to have full reign of this earth. We're going to be able to torture and torment people forever. And all the cries and mocks and laughing and jeering in the third day. I know he didn't say this, but I kind of think it goes good with the message. Jesus heard, saw that and said, oh, nuts. Man. And up from the grave he arose, man, with a mighty triumph on his pulse. And he rose and said, I forever live. Amen. Hallelujah. He overcame. Nuts to you all, he says. He didn't say that. That's the in my Greek, okay? But I'm just trying to give you a truth that you ought to get in your heart. That soldier wasn't too far off, was he? General McAuliffe wasn't nuts. Oh, nuts. Listen, we have a great God. We have a stronger army than the army of Patton. And he will supply, and he will come. Hold the fort. Keep serving him. Keep enduring. And when it gets hard, Lizzie, when it gets really hard to go on, Eddie, when it gets really tough, it seems like Satan and everything's going against you, reach back and just say, oh, nuts. I'm going to keep on going on anyways. Amen. I'm glad we had a Savior that said, I'm going to keep on going on. He endured and he stayed true to the end. Let's be good soldiers. Let's endure. Let's tell the devil, hit the road. Let's not give up every time we have a obstacle in our life. Let's not sheer from our duties. Just because we have some pressure, some trials going through. Hello? Let's not let sickness or any kind of thing stop us from the love of God. Let's just stay in the fight. Let's be good soldiers for Christ. Amen? And maybe we can just, in closing, why don't we just go nuts for Jesus? Let's just go nuts. for Jesus. I want to be a nut for Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had. I pray, dear God, with all my heart, Christians would have an attitude like General McAuliffe. Even though he was overwhelming odds and seemed like there was no hope, seemed like there was no light at the end of the tunnel, seemed like they were all doomed, all their supplies are almost exhausted. Yet, he did not give up. He stayed the course. He said to that general, which is a type of the world, nuts. I'm not giving in to your demands. World, I'm not giving in to your demands. World, I'm staying with Jesus. World, I'm going to trust Jesus over you. World, I'm putting my life in Jesus' hands before I put my life in your hands. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, before we go home, how many could say, preacher, I know for sure. I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure. Thank you. You may put him down. Now, heaven and hell is real. Heaven and hell is real. And you don't get to heaven by accident. Heaven's a prepared place for a prepared people. If you've never been born again, not talking about being baptized, not talking about being a member of a church, not talking about shaking the hand of the preacher. If you've never been born again, unless you saw yourself a lost sinner going to hell, and you've literally received Christ in your heart as your Savior, you die, you're going to go to hell. And hell is real. I don't care what other... I'm going to tell you, people say... I got one word for those people who say there's no hell, like the Jehovah's Witness. Nuts. By the way, there's no unbelievers in hell. The moment they die, they believe there's a hell because they're in it. How many say, pastor, pray for me. I do not want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. I won't come to you, but I will pray for you. I won't embarrass you, but I'll pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, but I don't want to go to hell. Would you pray for me? Just raise your hand and put it back down. Who'd say that? Preacher, I'm not sure. Yes, I see a hand there. God bless you. Maybe raise it so I can see it. Anyone else? Yeah, I see that. I see it. God bless you. Who else? Preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Pray for me. How many is a Christian here and say, pastor, I'll be honest with you. I've been thinking about quitting, giving up. So many pressures and so many troubles and so many heartaches. Preacher, lately I've just been feeling like throwing the towel in. But today God spoke to me. I want you to know I'm going to stay in the battle. I'm going to say nuts for Jesus. Pray for me, preacher. Who'd say that? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you, sir. I see that. Who else? Pray for me. I've been really discouraged. Pray for me, preacher. Going through a hard time in my life. God bless you, sir. I see that. Going through a hard time. Pray for me. Heavenly Father, help our people. Oh, God, be close to them. Oh, God, put your arms around each one and hug them. Love them. Let them know you're close by. Give them the fortitude and inspiration to stay and endure, to not give up, to not turn back, to not to throw in the towel. Lord, help them, each one of them, the men and the women. Father, give them that little truth. When it gets so bad, they want to, when the pressures of the world say, surrender to us. Help them to have that little truth about just to tell the world, no, I'm not. Nuts to you. I'm not. And Father, if there'd be any lost here today, save their soul. Please. Save those who are nearest to hell, I pray. In Christ's name, amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse.